Right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Hector Quiroga, and he is an immigration attorney. I guess you've got offices in how many different states, sir?
We are in Washington State. We're in Nevada. We have an office in Mexico.
So I think it's so important that the American people understand this from a perspective other than what we get on the news. And so that's why I'm so excited about having you as a guest. Now, you hear constantly about all the criminals who have been able to come across the border. And it's almost as if you didn't know any better, everybody who's come across the border is a criminal, and they're here to cause, you know, mayhem to the American people. When just the opposite is true, many of these people come here. They work and do all the things that are asked of any other citizens. They're underpaid. Benefits, for the most part, are not there. And our government knows they're here, and they know that they're working. And that's where I think this is really something's really sinister at the root of this, because you don't want them here. You know they're here. You know they're working. They don't get benefits that others get. The business community accepts them knowingly, understanding who and what they are, and yet the American people look at them as criminals.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, this idea that, you know, they are criminals, right? And many people will say, well, they're here without undocumented. They walk through the border. So the ones that are here, they broke the law. Therefore, that makes them criminals. And this is an important point. We got to remember that an immigration violation is a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. It's like no different than a traffic ticket, right? So what happens?
Oh, really? Really?
But this is why, and this is in a very interesting way. What happens is, by not being a crime, they don't have to give you a lawyer. This is why immigrants have to pay for their own attorneys.
Wow.
They don't, we're private. So the argument is, you go to court, and even when you are in detention, the immigrant has to pay for his own defense, because it's not a crime. We're talking about a civil offense. And so even at that, they are deprived of very basic due process. The constitutional rights, because this is not a criminal proceeding. Obviously, there are certain criminal proceedings in immigration when you have, you know, now a true felony or something like that. But for the most part, what we're talking about here is a civil offense.
So then, how long can they legally hold somebody?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
They can hold somebody independently. There is no definition on this. Now, just about a couple months ago, a decision came. An immigrant had the right to ask for a bond hearing. And the Supreme Court, there was a debate whether or not, if you had been detained for 6 months and your bond was denied, if we could ask for a rebond hearing to rehear the issue so the person can be bonded out. After 6 months, the Supreme Court came down and said, no, there is no such right. The government doesn't have to give you a second hearing for a bond, leaving a lot of people languishing sometimes a year, year and a half, or more until their court hearing is heard. And like we just talked, that could take a long time.
And then, depending on the outcome of the hearing, people are then returned back to the nation of which they came from.
That is correct. They'll be excluded from the United States, or if they prevail, they might be released. But some of them have to wait so long. I mean, think about your loss of income, your loss of security, your family for a year and a half. So many of them end up signing a voluntary departure or self-deportation in some cases, just to be able to be freed and be sent back on their own account. They never really got a chance to be heard because they were not, they're not gonna, that they just couldn't wait that long in a prison.
So, yeah. So those who wind up during their time here creating a family, their children become American citizens because they were born in this country, and they get to stay, but their parents can be deported.
That is correct. So they can, they make a choice. They have to make a choice to leave the children with a guardian, right, or to take the children with them. So many of them won't leave their children alone. So now we have a lot of citizens being deported with their parents, basically. Now, there's no deportation against the child, but still, you create this awful position where these families are being separated.
You know, Attorney Quiroga, there aren't this is very technical, and I'd venture to say, because prior to my having this conversation with you, you can tell I know a little bit about it, just a small bit about it, but there are, the majority of the American people know nothing of these things. And so when all you see is people and others who do what I do, condemning the people who come here and not condemning a system that invites them here and then turns on them, you know, once they get here, you know, do you see any hope in that changing?
I do have hope in the sense that the immigration agenda is becoming such a big issue for the United States, especially in campaigns and everything that's happening, that I think is bringing more of the public awareness to this issue, and we're learning more and we're asking more questions. So that's the hope.
So, Attorney Quiroga, can you hang on a second?
No problem.
You can hang on a second?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We'll be right back. On the line, Attorney Hector Quiroga. He is an immigration attorney, and they're in five states, and including Mexico. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.